But what I want to say is that there are two things going on the planet now. One is that when white people came to us and said, we're going to free you, we're going to emancipate you from the plantation, what they did was extended the boundaries of the plantation and made it an international plantation, made us think that we were free. In addition to that, they made every white person on earth a plantation master or owner. So the things that are in operation on this planet is that white people want to kill us. I want you to understand that. They want to kill you. And it has nothing to do with what the kind of degree you have, what kind of car you have, what kind of title you have, what fraternity you belong to, what religion you belong to. They want to kill you because that is part of their plan. There are any number of reasons why they want to do that. I'm not going to waste my time trying to figure out why they want to kill us. But I know that's what they want to do. And they want to do it in many different ways. Psychological, economic, cultural, spiritual, social, and biological, chemical, electromagnetic. They want to kill you. But also want to make money in the process of your death. Now, what we have to do is we have to devise a system or a plan for ourselves. And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem.
The law of country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, November 7th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, the wild global sit rep for core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening, you are too. And you can read all the news stories along with me, all two of them, in today's show, because it's Monday's show and there's lots of feedback, by going to my live journal, sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rand Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, OspreyRadio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1. And you can play along with our home game.
Well, they can download it and play it at home.
Do we have?
I don't know if it's a game.
We need a Rant Radio game.
Why don't
we
have a? They can follow along. You know,
why don't we have a? Well, we had that card game. We had Walk the Gathering.
We did have a card game. Yeah.
Did anybody actually
it's playable? But
well, I think we should have like an actual game, like some kind of a game. Maybe a live action role playing game.
Call it Sim Sim.
Call it Sim Sim. Sim Sim. Very big in Japan.
Sim Sim.
We love you, Sim Sim. People should make like promos for Sim. I don't know, like crazy Japanese girls screaming your name for no good reason. Like if you think about the shit that's really popular in Japan, like Hello Kitty, or a retarded animated blob. Like what the fuck? What is Hello Kitty? Is it a cartoon?
I don't know.
It's everywhere. It's on backpacks.
It's a thing people can buy.
It's branding.
Yes,
right?
It's pretty much branding, I think. I don't know. I've never seen a cartoon for it.
Yeah. So you think
it's
like
stuff.
I think Shockwave is way cooler, or Soundwave's way better than Hello Kitty.
Soundwave?
Yeah,
as,
you know, the Decepticon.
As in the Transformers?
Yeah. Fucking soldiers, man. They come home to your house, they eat your shit, they drink your Faygo. Fucking shit's horribly wrong. On that fucking note.
Good transition.
You like that? I know. I'm all about the transition over here.
I'm the
transition thing is fucking king over here. Feedback. This is how I got the letter.
Yeah.
Dear Fuckstick, I sent you the Faygo, not Plasmonic Grid. Sergeant Tibbs. Okay, now
wow,
I'm going
he
to,
reamed you out.
I am going to. No, I totally deserve it. I totally deserve that shit. Now I am now going to do what any other red-blooded Canadian male would do in this situation. Is I'm going to blade my partner Sim. I asked Sim. Who sent it? Because I said, "Oh shit, man! We haven't drank the Faygo. I can't. I deleted the email. Who sent us the Faygo?"
He's like, I'll
check it. I'll check it out. I'll log in. Don't you worry, Sean. I'll find out.
I tried to pick up the slack for Sean,
and he came out with Plasmonic Grid when it wasn't Plasmonic Grid. So I'm all like, "Thank you very much, Plasmonic Grid, for the Faygo," but it wasn't Plasmonic Grid. It was Sergeant Tips.
Hey, this guy could be faking you out.
I don't think Sergeant Tips is faking me out because the guy put Sergeant in his name.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, Sergeants
it's
are cool.
Yep.
So I am an official fuckstick today.
That's
via
right.
Sergeant Tips.
You drank
because
your pop, Sergeant
now,
Tips.
I will state, I was fed bad intel by my, the person who's actually in charge, which is Sim. I'm merely a performer over here. I don't actually believe anything. It's all choreographed.
Okay. Tried my best in times of trouble.
Sim writes everything. It's not
that's
me.
That's right. It's all scripted.
Everything.
The last 7 years have been all scripted.
All of it.
I'm the genius.
Everything
all
is fake. Everything is fake.
That's right. I hold up cue cards while he's doing
it. I'm merely a pawn.
All the
it's
video,
like
I'm holding up cue cards.
That's
you don't see it.
Most of the time, he's written all of it. You don't think I could come up with that on my own, do you? Clearly, it's most of it is Sim. So, you know, I am not to be blamed. I'm very sorry, Sergeant Tibbs, that I called you Plasmonic Grid. Plasmonic Grid, I'm also sorry that you got drawn into this totally against your will by Sumerian.
Yep.
The evil vegan.
Yeah.
Or vegan.
Vegan.
Are you a vegan or are you a vegant?
The planet vegan.
You know, I should fucking keep going with you on this vegan thing. You know, it's annoying. I'm going to go on the air with
it
this.
It bothers Sean.
It doesn't bother me. It's like if I want to go out for fucking, like, okay, let's say we're all hanging out with friends. Say.
And
I want
to go. Can't go to the fucking bloody steakhouse. So
yeah, because I can't.
Puts it on me.
Yeah, that's right. I can't. I'm like, hey, Sim. You know, I'm like, what are you doing today? Oh, we're going to go out. We're going to have dinner down at the steakhouse. Oh.
We're going to go to the place where they slaughter the cows through the see-through window so they can slap it on your plate 10 minutes later.
I don't think anybody
and
actually does that.
And now we can't fucking go to it because you're here.
Yeah, I only get, you know, from cows that smoke. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know. Well, I mean,
and he's all worried about what's on my plate as if it affects his life in any way.
Well, because I care about you, man. Like, I don't know. I think it would be sad.
There's cows dying everywhere, and they're not going into your mouth.
If
what are we
going to
do?
One of my friends came up to me and says, man, I can't have steak anymore. I'd be like, all sad. I'd be like, oh, man. I'm sorry. Now, granted, you got to cut down on the red meat, la, la, la. Got to eat organic, keep the drug content down, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, you're an extremist. SWAT
That's
magazine.
Right.
SWAT.
This magazine right over here.
SWAT magazine labeled Sim an extremist. I don't know, man. I don't know how rant media is going to make it. We're slowly diverging.
I'm the extremist.
Further and further.
I'm the terrorist.
Oh, I'm the bad guy? How did that
how did
happen?
This happen?
Actually, the guy who's at the intro of the fucking show today, he's the extremist. That guy. This is that,
yeah.
Black kill all the white people guy.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. We need to exterminate the white people. I love shit like that. That guy, did all you white people get the memo? Did everyone get the memo?
I didn't get the memo.
Did you get the memo? The we are now plantation owners? Fuck, if I had a plantation,
memo.
That'd be dope. That'd be crazy if I had a plantation. I'd have, like, the coolest plantation ever. And seriously, that's what he said. He's all like, you know, we're all plantation owners.
I don't
owners.
Know what I'd grow.
I know what I grow.
Some good veggies.
Fuck, you can grow the veggies. I'd be growing weed. Thank you very much. I'd be selling that shit. You
right?
betcha. I'd be like the plantation.
For the parachutes and the books to make the books and...
Mostly to smoke. Because apparently,
smoke,
key
yeah.
for key, it goes like straight across for coke across the line. Yeah. Yeah. BC.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, that's what they say. Well, they keep busting them.
Yeah.
You know, going down across the line. But I mean, seriously, is there people? There must be because there's people clapping. There's people who are like, yeah, fucking white people. You know, I mean.
There were people clapping.
Mind you, there's just as many fucking idiots who are listening to, like, you know, white supremacist radio.
Take the other side,
like,
yeah.
Stormfront and shit like that. The funny thing is, though, is that he wasn't entirely wrong. He was wrong about the white people thing.
What part was he right about?
Well, he's kind of like, you know, they're getting us to die and profit from our deaths and stuff like that. But he's just talking about black people. But it's not black people. It's everybody. It's people who don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not just black people. It's
poor people.
I think
it's more the corporations preying upon, not the white people.
Well, yeah. Well,
but
a corporation.
White people,
well, the corporations are the gods of our time. Right? So you can't really point at a corporation. You can't.
Yeah.
So it's the high-ups in these corporations,
yep.
like individuals. So, I mean, by the same token, what are you supposed to say? Well, our solution then is to kill all the rich people. You know, it's all the rich people need to get killed. Like, saying all the...
right.
I'm sorry, Kid Rock...
be new rich people.
Like, Kid Rock is not a plantation owner, okay? Vanilla Ice is not a plantation... Eminem is not a plantation owner. Okay, I'm sorry, you know. But you get these assholes up there. Louis Farrakhan, that's the same kind of shit he spouts. Farrakhan's all about that kind of shit. He's all
and
about,
I don't
like,
get it. They're talking about, oh, it's the oppression of the black people. It's the white people killing all of us. So let's kill all of them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That let's
solves.
Be as bad that, as
that,
them.
That solves shit all the time. What's the solution to war? More war.
More war.
That's what we need. Absolutely. Because there was never any war in Africa before the white people went there.
No.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think there was.
They're holding hands, and there's trees and flowers and butterflies.
Well, yeah, if you look at the Jehovah's Witness stuff, yeah, that's
giant
what it said.
Pandas and
well, you know, it's the racial thing is really crazy because everybody wants a common enemy, right? Everybody wants a common enemy to unify their group. Be
exactly.
It, you know, personally, this is why I take the stance that humans are the ultimate force of life in the universe.
At this moment?
At this moment. We are. We're the shit.
So we've got to maintain status quo.
Well, okay, first of all, like this guy here,
yeah.
He's all about like, he's a black supremacist.
Yes.
Okay? And there are people out there who are white supremacists. Jewish supremacists are called Zionists. And then you got like all these different guys who are all fucking crazy, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm just saying we need to bin all that. We need to bear in mind that humans, not trolls, not orcs, none of that. No fucking Splurgorth. No guys from StarCraft. What do they call the guys from StarCraft? The guys. Those guys
There's
with the tentacles.
Which one?
No Catholians. No,
no
old ones.
No.
No xenoids of any kind. Where are they? The little grays?
Two eyes, two ears, one nose, one mouth.
Yeah, like seriously. It's like tattoo the skull on the chest. So what this means, it means not welcome! You know, if you don't got one of these, fuck off.
And we'll skin you to find out.
And we'll skin you to find out. Take your 9 foot tall, domed up skull. Did you see those skeletons they found downstairs?
Yeah.
Man? They got those fucking
super
giant.
Scary.
Well, what do you suppose you, Mr. Skeptic? Mr. Skeptic Vegan? What would you call it?
Basketball tall basketball players that height?
There's no basketball players 12 feet tall.
No.
And they
true.
Weren't hanging around with spears
that's
and shit.
That's true. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so.
Aliens!
It could be. They could be interdimensional travelers. We don't know.
Humans that just didn't make the evolutionary food chain.
Well, there's also those little guys, too. Like the guys they found in Indonesia, those little pygmy dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, not the right height.
Not
just
the right
didn't
height.
Make it.
Didn't make it out of the great big.
Yeah, ain't gonna be between like 4 foot and 7 foot, and you're good.
Didn't make the birthing matrix, you're toast.
That's right.
Yeah,
flushed.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's kind of creepy when you think about that. But getting back to the whole black supremacist versus white supremacist thing.
Yeah.
You can't let yourself fall into that trap. I mean, it's real easy to believe that, oh, yeah, this race is clearly the one.
I'm part of this race, so I guess that's a good way to go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's not going to be a lot of. That's why I like playing stuff like that, because I remember when I was a kid, I was listening to NWA.
How crazy they are.
Well, it's like Paris. Like, Paris, I love Paris. He's a talented
rapper. Great.
Fantastic
lyrics.
Rapper. Has won, like, the angriest black man award, like, 6 years in a row.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's pissed off.
Yeah,
I mean,
got a whole mantle full of
B-Dog to push kill. He always sounds like he's rapping through his teeth. He sounds like his teeth. But you know what? Sorry, dude. Like, hey, man, I'm just this Canadian guy. I can do shit to you. I mean, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, everything happened like that and
he's
shit.
He's angry.
But they're like really
he's angry
off.
At me.
He's angry at you. Look at Sim. Skinny little white boy up here.
I bought his tapes.
I mean, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. You know, it's not like...
Download him for free now. But I bought his tapes. He has some money of mine in his pocket.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. He does.
He does.
He does. And, you know, you look at this and you think, well, you know, I think it's funny. You know, because I'm here to tell you, as a white person, there is no fucking memo that says that we got a big grand plan to kill all the black people. No.
No, I didn't get it.
As a matter of fact, I'm sure that if it came out, if George Bush got up and said, by the way... We've decided that we're going to kill all the black people. That's true. It is, in fact. I bet you that a lot of white people would say, no. I think a lot of people would die to protect black people, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do the whole Underground Railroad thing. Oh, wait! They did that before!
Yeah.
Trying to help people survive and stuff. So, you know.
Putting everybody in one big bin. Kind of dangerous.
Kind of dangerous, unless...
Kind of bad.
Unless it's humans and other outworldly races who clearly need to be subjugated and pacified through force.
Yeah, what have they done for us yet?
Well...
Turned our cows inside out.
That's right.
And I like the cows.
Yeah,
not
well,
to eat them, but, you know, keeping them alive.
I like the cows too, Sam.
In a different way.
I like the cows too. Anyway, So back to Sergeant Tibbs. Sorry about that, man.
Yep.
About the Faygo thing. That's all
bad intel.
Dear Sean, what the hell was the noise playing at the beginning of your November 2nd show? This is the one where it's like, Jesus! Jesus! I'm a Christian! Was it a movie clip, a sound bite, or something you made up? It sounded like either somebody being violently dying or of some weird disease.
Yes,
could
she
you
was.
Imagine if that was a...
She was dying of a weird disease.
Oh, here's
it's
Sam.
Called religion.
Dun, dun, dun.
Somebody it affects being... your brain first.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's keep going with that one, man. Somebody being raped by a genetic freak. She was.
She was.
And his name was Jesus. I'm going to hell for that one. I'm going to hell for that one for sure. Or possibly a combination. She was raped by a genetic freak named Jesus and then is now violently dying from the weird disease of religion.
That's right.
Whatever it was, it
she
scared the living shit out of me.
Contracted the virus that Jesus spreads.
Yeah, that's right.
It's insanity.
You know. Yeah, it killed that Jew 2,000 years ago, and it's still killing today. Oh. You betcha. Oh. Well, you know, that's what killed him. That's what killed him. I'm the son of God. Get on the stick. That's exactly what that was.
You're crazy. Get on the stick.
Yo, crazy fucker. On the stick. Yo, up there. You know.
Had enough of you.
Yeah.
Get
on the stick. Have a bunch of sticks around your head. Rack. Time to die. You know.
Poke, poke. Yeah, he's dead.
Poke, poke. Dead. Spear in the side. That's going to suck. See you later. You know. Now, I don't want to make light of Jesus' death, because that's a shitty way to check out. Mind
he
you.
He seemed like a nice person. For
well,
the most part.
I don't know.
Except when he freaked out
in the bank or something.
Didn't he freak out in the bank? And
I personally was going to go with the guy who got crucified as the man.
Yeah.
It'd be Spartacus.
Okay.
I mean, Spartacus was the shit.
Don't know anything about him.
Spartacus?
Yeah.
Here's Spartacus
Didn't see the movie.
Oh, well, here's Spartacus in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I'm a slave. Yep. I'm a rodent gladiator. I escape. I lead an entire uprising. I rout the Roman army. I become a general in like a matter of minutes. They totally have to send everybody against me. Oh, I get captured, get crucified along the road to Rome. Yeah, that's essentially Spartacus. But he's the shit.
Yeah.
Now, Spartacus.
Rags to riches.
Versus Jesus. No, he went rags to rags.
Rags to rags.
Rags to rags on a stick. You know. And he did a lot of crazy shit. You know, Spartacus did. But I don't know, you know. I guess the problem here is, you know, religion. Do I have a segue to the next tie-in about religion? Because I got another email about religion. No, it's not till later. That's later.
Okay,
we'll get back to that.
That's okay.
But yeah, that's what that was.
Awkward segue.
Yeah, it's a bad segue. I didn't get it all set up there. It's like a short-circuited segue. That, incidentally, is the stupidest fucking vehicle ever, that segue.
Yes.
That, those stupid fucking little two-wheeled balancing beam things. That's the last thing on this planet that those fat fucking computer nerds need.
At least you're standing. They could have chosen wheelchairs to get
at least you're fucking standing? Did you just say that? Look at you, Tubby. Get out of the fucking chair. Put down the donut. Go for a fucking walk.
Yeah.
You know? No. It's too far for me to walk. And who the hell, like...
We're going to just go just a bit faster than walking.
That was weird, man. When I was at DEF CON, it was like, who is it? That guy
guys,
who shows.
Yeah.
It was one of the dudes.
Apple
guy showed up, and it was like, he was riding his Segway in, and everyone was like, fuck, it was weird. weird. I don't understand the whole
Wozniak.
Segway.
Wozniak.
Yeah, Steve Wozniak, or Wozniak, or Wozniak. Super W.
Wozzy.
Big W. And he came in there on his little and everybody cleared a path for the
Whoa.
Second. Oh, he has tech. Stand back. We cannot look directly at his tech. We cannot look at him. It is scary. Someone's phoning me. I hate it when people do that shit during the show. I don't know who it is.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Show.
Steve Wozniak. How the fuck do you say it? I can never pronounce any of these guys' name. What kind of name is that? Is that like a Polack name?
Sounds like it.
Wozniak.
Wozniak.
Wozniak. Maniac. Whatever. But the segue, bad thing.
Yep.
Bad invention. Send it back.
Totally pointless. Now, it revolutionized my life.
Oh, I'll tell you. Well, if it did 7,000 miles an hour, like if it was like,
then
if it went
talking.
Faster than humans could physically hold on to it, then that that would be the shit.
Speeder bikes.
Yeah,
that's what you needed.
That's what we need is a speeder bike. You know,
yeah. I
wonder if you could do like a ripoff of like nerds in California. You have like a speeder bike race, only you do it with Segways. You could like totally rip it off and have them like spin out and hit a fire hydrant and explode.
That'd work.
That would be cool. You could have, like, explosium segues.
Yep.
You know, what if they actually exploded? That'd be rad, like, getting air and shit like that. I'm all mean today. Oh, fuck. You know, phones suck. You know, what did we do before there were cellular phones? That's what I want to know. You know, we like
sat beside the phone waiting.
Fucking phones, you know?
And off it goes.
I'm getting like all kinds of tumors and shit all from phones. Phones fucking suck. Anyway, that was what that back to that, you know, crazy Jesus freak chick get raped by genetic disease. that's this broad we got off of. I guess she was in some reality TV show.
And she was like from the camera.
She was this really fat bitch who looked like she caught a puck in the face and just
her whole family was standing there with their mouths agape.
Well, I don't think that was her family. It was like, my family! Jesus! You know, and I'm like, yeah, and that's what religion can do for you.
Maybe it was like those Trading Wives shows.
Of course, you can't really blame that on religion. She was fucking crazy before religion got to her.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's like blaming that shit on religion is like blaming video games.
That's right. They're crazy before
they're crazy beforehand. They're crazy now. So if you got to blame, but now we can use this against them, you see. They say, well, if video games are killing people, religion is killing people.
Yeah.
Okay, because, and Exhibit A, Jesus! Okay. We got that shit on film. You can't really deny that.
It's right there.
Bon Kurz. Okay, so she's Bon.
Bon
Kurz, man. She's fucking heavy Bon Kurz. Okay, dear Sean, you've often spoke of your home life not being great. I don't think I've ever actually said my home life is not great. What I said is I got shit kicked a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But everybody had a shitty home life. I don't know anyone who didn't have a shitty home life. Really. You had a shitty home life?
Parts.
Well, yeah. It's not all shitty. It's not like, and then I was born. From that point, I was cast into flames. I eventually screamed my entire fucking childhood. You know, because everybody has, you know, pretty shitty childhood. Childhood suck.
Yeah.
Except for my wife. She was like Norman Rockwell childhood. It was all like, and then
she
I went
floated
fishing.
On a cloud.
Oh, yeah. I went fishing.
The first 18
I had
years.
A little dog, and we used to run through the field. It was fucking weird.
Music was playing.
I'm not going to compare lives. I'm just going to say that mine sucked, too. So here's my question. Am I crazy to think that people who had good childhoods are fundamentally different?
Mm.
I'm not talking about massive differences. I'm talking about the subtle things they do. Going off on your experience here, I think there is, but I might be wrong. Well, you see, the people with the good childhood, they have a plan. And those of us with the bad childhoods, we have to organize and make a plan. And I know those of them out there with the good childhoods, I know that they have this plan because they have things like biometrics. They have all that, you know, they got the... And we need a solution to handle the people with the good childhoods.
That's right.
And the solution, the one idea, is that we need to exterminate all the people with a good childhood. That's the plan. You know? Now, yeah, okay, obviously, it's like, that's kind of a crazy question, because it's like, hey, Sean, if you were raised by wolves and you were raised by people, do you think you'd be different? Yes! Go see Grizzly Man. Okay? That guy's fucking nuts. Go to Apple Trailers right now, or any trailer site to that, the Apple Trailers. Download the preview for Grizzly Man.
You've told me a bit about this.
This guy is completely fucking bonkers. He takes a video camera, goes up to Alaska, videotapes himself dressed up in a variety of outfits where he thinks he's like some kind of eco-warrior Paul Watson wannabe.
Yeah.
Okay. He's all like, I love grizzly bears. And he's walking around touching grizzly bears in the fucking wild. Shoots 100 hours of tape. And what happens to this unbelievably, you know, stupid Darwinian piece of statistical information? What happens to this guy? Three guesses. What happened to a fuckboy?
He made a hit movie and retired rich.
No.
Oh, no.
No, he got eaten by a fucking bear. That's what happened to
Ripped
this.
The fuck apart.
It was
made
probably
into lunch.
Quick. I will die for these bears. Well, that's good.
Because you will,
you stupid bastard. You know, fuck, man. Seriously, these people watch way too much fucking Disney. The bears will love us. I will commune with the bear. You'd be communing with the bear. Shit. You'd be all inside bears. I'd be passing you around,
it's
man.
It's an educational video.
Nailed in the
what
ass
not
by
to
the
do.
Bear. Fucking moron. Oh, that makes me crazy. Not this guy, though. Yeah, I think the people who've had bad childhoods are fundamentally different. Generally, we need more therapy.
The good ones maybe
wind up
sheltered a bit. And
well, I mean, you know.
They don't know the.
Where you wind up bears a lot to do with where you start.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you there's that whole concept of, I was born in a trailer park, but I became the president of the United States. That shit hasn't happened since Lincoln. All right, so maybe at one point, not so much anymore. All right, because it's old senator sons, down with senator sons, down with senator sons, you know.
So many spoons in their mouths, they can barely talk. Silver spoons.
They got something in their mouth, I'll tell you that. Anyway, dear Sean, hey man, great big kudos on the peak oil letter and analysis you read a few weeks ago for me. As for me, I just got back from I just got back to some form of civilization. I'm not sure if you're aware, since the MSM has completely forgotten about South Florida, since Kanye West hasn't stated that Bush hates Floridian people lately. But I just flew out there yesterday, and I can tell you it's a fucking urban wasteland. Mm-hmm. I'll summarize the finer points for you. 50% of the southern part of the state is still without power. There's about 1.6 million households, about 3 to 4 million people, or about 3 to 4 million people without power. Okay,
that's a lot.
In South Florida, yeah. On my block alone, we spotted 4 water spouts / tornadoes.
Wow. Yeah.
Gas lines range from 1 to 8 hours, depending on the gas stations. So if you're going for gas, you got 1 to 8 hours.
Pack a lunch.
Yeah. Seriously, have friends help.
Yeah.
Depending on the gas station's proximity to the areas with power, FEMA was not anywhere to be seen in most areas. New arrivals consistently a day late. News arrives consistently a day late, so nobody knows what the fuck's going on. You don't realize how much life itself depends on electricity until you're in a situation where you do not have it. That is a fact. You need to know that when the power goes out, that's the end of the fucking world.
That's it.
No power, you be fucked.
No power, no nothing.
No power.
It's
get the
you
generator.
And you and you.
Yeah, you know, generators would go on a big sales spike at that point.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I got a generator. Look at me. I got my generator. Do you got any guns? No. Then you're not going to have those generators for very fucking long, are you?
Any extra gas for those generators?
No. Oh. But this is why guns, I would say, are more important than generators. Because if you don't have guns and the ability to protect yourself.
The generators go away.
Yeah, the generators are like, we'll be taking these generators. I'll kick your ass. I have 1,000 people with me. We're a crazy new religious tribe that think it's the end of the world. We're taking generators.
And we need generators.
And we need generators because we're the cult of the generators.
Want to join us? No? Okay, bye.
No, okay, bye. You die. Anarchy! It sure works. Hey, look how well anarchy's working in these areas.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love anarchy. Gotta love that shit. Anarchy.
It takes care of itself, really.
Anarchy. It takes care of it, all right.
In a bad
you'll get
way.
Fucking taken care of. Regardless of the inconvenience and struggle for survival I experienced last week, I learned a lot about what it takes to make an urban major disaster survival situation. Something that would make for a great topic for patrolling or even newsreel. Great! Make a patrolling episode about it, dude! I don't know how to do that shit, you do. Applying tips you've provided in the past and with my own experience really aided in making life work for me. So, there it is. A guy in Florida came back, had no shit. He said patrolling helped him out.
Awesome.
Our job is done.
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 Reference season one.
Reference season one. At any rate, I've got to get back to work. But I thought I'd drop you a line and give you an update. If you would, dig around and see if you're able to come up with any sort of media reports on South Florida. My guess is you won't find much since it's not as sexy a story as NOLA. New Orleans, whatever. But you've got some pretty wide resources for stories, so if anyone can find it, you can. So if anyone can find it, you can. Thanks again, Risen. Well, I'll tell you. You know, it's really gay that you've got that shit going on down there. I mean, not in the not... I screwed it up. I've used the term gay.
You messed it all up.
I fucked that up, you know? Because I was born in the 80s when gay was still an okay word to use, but now you can't use gay on stuff. Shit! Now I'm a bigot. I'm a right-wing bigoted fuck.
That's right.
Well, not really. I mean, that's fucking... I don't know. It's gay.
That's just gay.
It's just gay. It's horrible, man. I mean, it's horrible that, you know, you got that going on, you know? And, I really don't know what to say about that, to be honest.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like South Florida, it's all fucked up. You know, I guess you got to try to
stick it out or get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Can't beg the government to come help you out because they're not going to do it, I guess.
Do you think it's bad to use the word gay as a kind of like a slang bad term? Seriously.
Depends who you're with, I guess.
What do you mean depends on? Well, that's bullshit. You can't say it's like gay. Gay, they want to make gay like nigger, right? You can't say nigger. You can't say gay. You can't say fag. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're talking in a group of people that are going to take offense and leave the room when you say it, and you don't want them to leave the room because you want to have a conversation with them, you probably don't want to use it.
Right. Well, I mean...
So it all depends on who you're with.
A wog is a racial slur term, too.
Yes.
So I guess you got to take that
worse
shit
worse than gay.
What, wog is?
Yeah.
Well, depending on where you are in the world, yeah.
Yes.
I guess...
North America, nobody's heard of it.
I think it has a lot to do with intent. You know what I mean?
Well, of course.
I mean, I don't have a problem with gay people. You know, myself.
I could go up to you and say, hey, my nigga, right?
Yeah, well, you could. You never have. I'd
no.
look at you very weird.
I'd be like,
hey,
who are you and what have you done with Sam?
Please have some meat. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I don't think...
Go to Compton and start saying that as a white guy?
Yeah, white guy. Yeah, we'd be killed. Yeah, killed dead. Yeah, not so good. Moving
around. All depends who you're talking to.
It's weird, eh?
I always get
creepy when I talk about terms about racism and stuff like that. I get afraid because there's so much tension surrounding it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even though clearly, well, if you want good discussions on words, reference George Carlin.
Fuck, I hate that. Yeah,
George Carlin knows about words and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. But so does Noam Chomsky.
Yes,
he doesn't swear though.
No, I've never.
Could you imagine Noam Chomsky wigging out and start swearing?
He might be entertaining. I might be able to listen to him for more than a minute without falling asleep.
Yeah, he's dry.
I can take him for a minute, and he's like, "That's awesome. That's so."
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He's
I wish
good.
I because he's awesome. He's such. He's brilliant. Great ideas, but I can't stand listening to the guy.
There's one problem I have with Noam Chomsky, though. If he's so fucking smart,
yeah,
right? If he's so fucking smart, why does he have absolutely no power whatsoever? None. He sells books. That's what he's an author.
Doesn't he be called up as an expert for witness on this thing? And
he's not an expert. He's a university guy. He's an academic.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I mean, he follows news stories, and he's able to cite stuff, and he can argue stuff, and nobody can... fucking argue.
People have him on shows to discuss things.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but, I mean, what does he do? What does he do, really? No. He educates people?
Know. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, so he's a writer and talks a lot.
Yeah.
And I guess he makes his money by talking a lot. Yeah. And he's got a... The thing that gets me does... He doesn't have his degree. He's not a doctorate of economics or anything, you know?
No?
No, he's not. He's got a degree in linguistics.
Okay.
So he's a word monger, is what he is. And he's a good one. Probably one of the best. You know, and if he was to go toe-to-toe with anybody, you know, he could fuck it up. But
J.R.R. Tolkien was a linguist and, hey, made a good movie.
Well, no, he wrote a book.
Yeah, you know, I know.
And then, what's his face? Made a movie. But the point is that if he's so fucking smart, why doesn't he, like, run for politics? Other than the fact he's boring
he
as hell.
He doesn't want to.
I'd rather sit here and throw rocks at shit. You know what I mean? He could totally, like, if Chomsky got into politics, who wouldn't vote for the fucking guy?
He's well-spoken.
Oh, yeah.
But boring, so I don't think he'd have the dynamics to really energize people.
Well, yeah, but people would want to see people go toe-to-toe against Chomsky. I don't know. Chomsky kind of, like, he kind of gets me out there because the guy's very smart, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it just kind of gets me that he makes money by selling books about shit. So he makes money from noise, is what he does. So the more noise he makes, the more money he gets.
Okay.
So he's kind of like...
To reduce it down to the bare minimum.
Yeah, so he's kind of like the Jerry Falwell of the left-wing media, is what he is. I mean, really. I mean, he's nothing more than a left-wing evangelist.
Yeah. Well, he could work at McDonald's and make his money that way and give his books away
free. No, I'm not saying that. That wouldn't make any difference. I mean, he is a left-wing evangelist. Let's not fuck around. Noam Chomsky is a left-wing evangelist. That's what he does. So, you know, that's it. That's all I'm saying here. Dear Sean, an AK-47 costs approximately $40, not $500 to $3,000 in most parts of Russia. The poor well realize that defending yourself with a gun is very stupid. Nearly all the crime is done by the mafia. And if it isn't, the mafia will find the criminals, which is basically what the KGB turned into after the fall. I.e. kill an intruder, and tomorrow everyone you've ever met is dead. While most tourists are very fucked over in Russia by criminals, the people of Russia have far more to worry about from the government. The legalization of semi-automatic weapons is completely irrelevant. For example, of Russia's behavior, see the profiles of Roman Abramovich, recently bought all of Russia's oil for nothing, killed many journalists, and now owns the Chelsea Football Club. Russia is far more fucked up than most realize. So, now Russia is fucked up, and that is something that needs to be, you know, addressed. You know, we got to talk about that. But, I mean, it'd be interesting... I'd like to get more info on Russia. Just how fucked is Russia? If anybody's got anything on Russia, like personal testimony and stuff, I'd like to hear more about that.
You don't hear a lot.
No, you don't.
Russia.
No, you don't. No, you don't. When Russia was, you know, all scary and shit, you know. Now you don't hear nothing. Hi, Sean. I listened to show 216.
That was a good one.
That was a great show. And I was dismayed to hear about Kuma War. Kuma War is that war game where people, like, they take the news headlines and make a first-person shooter out of it.
Okay, yep.
As a longtime first-person gamer, mainly the Quake on Unreal series, I find this very distasteful and disrespectful form of entertainment. However, I cannot say that I'm surprised given the release of Battlefield 1942, a game that was so disrespectful to the veterans of World War II. I have no objection to the use of information like weather reports or other benign information to use in computer games. However, I have to ask myself...
If the Columbine disaster happened today, would they make a game out of it? I doubt it. There's nothing wrong with using games as a form of escapism, but when they start to focus on real-life events, the whole scenario bothers me. I remember a few years ago that there was an uproar over Doom and how many people and how it made people go out, buy guns, and shoot people all the time. I thought this was completely rubbish. However, I have met quite a lot of people who cannot distinguish between fiction and reality and wonder what impact it would have on society if these people started playing the game. It may be a little close to reality for them to handle, and they may end up doing something stupid. A lot of maze there. A lot of judgments of maze. A lot of people you think are dumber than you. You do. That's what you're telling me here. I'm all for choice. But if one of these morons wants to take a gun to their head and ventilate their skull with a new sunroof, then, as tragic as it is, I have no problem with that. I'm all for choice, but. What worries me is when they imitate what they do in computer games in real life. They climb to a tower with a high-powered rifle and start to take pot shots at the rest of the population.
Mm-hmm.
At first, this view sounds too far-fetched to believe. But a couple of years ago, there was a protesting in the streets of London to get the Home Secretary to release a fictional characters from prison. I wish I could say this was a joke by the protesters. Peace, love, and out. Cadpig. Well, Cadpig, I gotta tell you. I'm not too worried about people going, you know, I don't really understand, like, this, you're a Doom Unreal fan, you know. So it's okay to blow people away in a first-person shooter, provided they don't look like people.
That's right. It's okay.
It's okay. But if they look like they're soldiers, can't shoot them.
That's awful.
That's bad.
Oh,
can't do that.
God. Yeah. Make sure the blood is green and not red, so it's
That's true. Yeah. You know, do the Sin City thing.
Yep.
You know. I think that's happy horse shit. You know, I don't think that, I think that there is no doubt that playing first-person shooters does activate an aggression center in the mind.
Sure. Yeah.
But no more than football does.
Watching sports on television, people jumping up and down their couches going, yeah!
Yeah.
What the fuck? I see very few people doing that while playing video games. I've seen a couple.
Dude,
not as many as people at sports events.
Okay, not as many as they do it together. Nuts. They do it together in a group. Okay,
yeah. And
land parties. Yeah. But generally, like, there's guys who get fucking crazy. Like, if you were to, like, they're playing the game, you jump in front of the computer screen, or their monitor was to turn off. Watch what they do. They lose their fucking mind.
Yeah,
lose their mind. You know. So, I don't know.
I think crazy people are generally crazy to begin with.
Yeah, crazy people.
Whatever catalyst, you have to lock them in a room.
Crazy people are crazy.
Whether it's a game, or they see a branch on the road, or a cloud looks like a gun in the sky. Whatever sets them off will set them off. They're crazy.
Chess is a crazy game.
Yeah, it's killing both sides.
There's
reduced
queens
down
and kings,
to,
and they're giving orders. And pawns are dying.
Oh
it's
God,
horrible.
Yeah, sending in the troops.
You know.
Fight.
Terrible
oh
shit.
Goodness. Yeah.
Terrible shit. And for that matter, well, I mean, considering they use tabletop wargaming, they actually use that in the military. You know, when you have the little figures on the table and the terrain and everything, you know, like Warhammer 40k and stuff.
Ooh, Risk. They
yeah,
have
well,
real
they,
countries.
Well, they
risk.
Use those in they use those kind of games in actual military college for officers to train them how to fight wars. Should we be selling that to our children?
Our children. Think of the children.
Think of the children. Think of the goddamn children. What will they do?
Stop thinking about children. You thought about them too much.
Yeah, that's right. Stop thinking about the children now.
You can stop.
Only think about children playing these games and then getting violent. Oh, my God. What are you trying to do here? I mean, thought crimes don't exist, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There are no stupid thoughts. There's just stupid people. You know, like this guy, that guy at the beginning of the fucking show. Mr. White people are trying to kill all the black people. So I don't know why. I can't imagine why they'd want to do that. I can tell you why, because you're fucking crazy. Like, what a scary thing. What a scary thing to have a guy say that, you know, you want to kill me. Not yet, but work on it. You know? So I'm going to try to kill you and your family. Because
and anybody that looks like you.
And anybody who looks like you because you're white. Well, now I want to kill
you. I've got
a
white chart right here. And anybody who falls within this parameter of whiteness is dead.
Is a white motherfucker. And I'm like, okay,
I just got a tan, so is that okay?
Yeah, I'm
am
like,
I out of the white range?
What if I tan a lot?
Are you going to give me a DNA test to see if I'm white enough to be killed?
That's like eugenics, right?
Eugenics, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what? 50% black? What if my mom was black and my dad was white? Is he want to kill me then?
You're one of them half-breeds.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gotta be pure.
You're
Is he pure?
The brown,
we better do some DNA tests on him.
Well, he had the white dreadlocks.
He did.
That was kind
of hair was going away.
C-SPAN. And that guy went out on fucking C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Scary shit, man. Scary shit.
Anyway, dear Sean, I recently downloaded a film from Conspiracy Central Tracker, which was a psychological profile of the 7/7 bombers,
which, you know, may or may not be actually an actual event. It could be totally fabricated.
They had a very interesting way of mapping these terrorist cells. They had these maps with circles comprising of dots. Each dot represented a person. Each circle of dots was a group.
Whoa.
Wow. That's advanced. That's really good. Can you slow that down? These groups were invariably linked to Bin Laden.
They drew lines from the circles to a word saying Bin Laden.
Towards Afghanistan with another dot labeled Bin
Laden. We have linked them to Bin Laden.
We've linked them.
With this line.
Linked, these lines. What amazes me is the haphazard definitions that they had for terrorists.
Yeah, which is true. No one's actually given me a really solid definition for terrorists.
Yeah.
Most of the men had been friends long before they decided upon being terrorists. Like, how does that happen? Hey, Sim.
Hey, Sean.
Let's be terrorists.
Okay. We've known for each other for a while.
Let's come be terrorists. We can kill lots of innocent people. Dot, 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 terrorism. You know, give me a break.
It's a new musical coming out this
is
fall.
It is fucking terrorism by Rant Media.
I think that'd be a great musical. That'd be hilarious. Yeah. I think we should talk to Matt and Trey, Parker and Stone.
We should have like the total little soul. Let's see, we'll have like the little kids say, "Someone ran over my turtle, so now I'll go and destroy OPEC." You know, fuck.
I want to be a terrorist.
Yeah. The sun will come out at ground zero. You know, fucking fuse glass for all at ground zero. Billion year half-life.
Ground zero.
Ground zero. I need more ground zeros. So they immediately had a group theory. The theory being is the group slowly radicalized from within.
They got radical, dude.
Let's get radicalized. Jesus. Everyone was radicalizing everyone else, and the group slowly over a course of, say, 10 years. What is scary about this is the way in which they will use this kind of psychological profile. It was radicalized. That's like Rant Community. The more radicalized I get, and you with your vegan ways.
I'm a terrorist.
Yeah, like, there's eventually going to be a division in Rant Media. Who's going to go with Sean?
On the right-wing extremism.
That's right.
Humans! Human profiling! You know, who's going to do that? And who's going to be like...
Human profiling.
And who's going to go with the vegan?
That's right.
That's
peace
right.
And love for all.
Yeah, yeah. Except for humans.
Free the animals.
Cows are more important than people.
Yes, they are.
What?
What did a cow ever do to you?
Nothing.
That's right.
That's because
you've been killing them for years.
I never killed no fucking cows. I have yet
freedom
to kill
for the cows.
I've never killed a cow. Fucking cow lover.
But you put out hitmen to kill the cows.
Yeah, because I need
hitmen.
Baseball.
You've given them dollars. And
I have
shoved you the meat.
You betcha.
Put it in wrapping so no one else would see what you have killed.
God gave me the right to kill the cows.
It's right here in my Bible.
It's right here in my fucking book. I got this book here. It says, it's
and
okay.
All the creatures of the land are yours to slaughter.
For you to cut up and make baseball gloves from. What we do, there'd be no baseball without cows. Are you anti-baseball? Because that's anti-American.
Pleather gloves.
That'd be some sweaty shit.
I think I'm going to go on a campaign
to
the American Baseball League
fucking
and
God.
Convert
Sim.
Them all to pleather. I am totally joking. To each their own.
To each their own, my ass.
Eat all the cows you want.
You're
I
an
don't
example,
give a fuck.
And you know it, you extremist fuck. This is going to be like that movie with the kids.
Doing those things?
Yeah, no, the ones with they were all like swing kids. The one kid was into swing music and the other kid like joined the Nazi party.
Sounded,
and eventually there's
good,
a big
though.
Dramatic where the one Nazi kid goes and beats the other kid. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be you and me. Only. I'm going to be like wearing all
shock. I think you said there's a lot of dancing in that movie, wasn't there?
Well, yeah. And
yeah,
jazz music.
That's why I don't want to watch it.
Why?
It sounds like a cool premise. But
Why? You don't like dancing neither? No cows, no dancing. No dancing cows.
Nah, no dancing cows.
No dancing cows. How do you feel about zoos?
I hate them.
Fucker.
Hate them.
If you want to look at it from a merely perspective, if you want to look at it all from a merely this perspective,
Ranger,
Paul Wolfowitz,
you're free, go. Ranger, get out of here quick.
Yeah, Ranger, go. Yeah, Ranger.
He's like, fuck off, I'm
He'd be
tired.
Like, whatever, man. I've got it good here. I sleep on a bed. That fucking dog is so spoiled, man.
Look at
He's,
him.
He's got a Nova foam bed.
Yeah.
You know?
It's good enough for the astronauts. It's good enough for Ranger.
Fucking space age bed. The son of a bitch has like three different beds to sleep on. Fuck that dog, man. When I come back, I'm totally, I don't want to be like anybody else. I want to be Ranger when I come back in my next life, man. I want to recycle as Ranger. That'd be cool if people came back as their pets. That'd be fucking sweet.
Because then you'd either
be. That would be some justice shit right
there. Yeah, it would be.
That would be some justice shit right there. Anyway.
Look at the puppy.
If you want to look at us from a perspective merely, Paul Wolfowitz and his fellow Straussians, most especially those in PNAC and in the White House, are one of the most threatening terrorist cells to ever exist. Hell, using this profile, the Founding Fathers were terrorists by this kind of definition.
They were.
Yeah, they were, actually.
Yes.
The George Washington, his whole crowd, yeah, terrorists. Hardcore rebel terrorists. Now, that was from Dubiec. Oh, no. No, that was from... What the hell? What the hell? Anyway, that was from actually Dubiec. I cut it off here. It was one of the most threatening terrorist cells to ever exist. Hell, using this profile, the Founding Fathers were terrorists by this kind of definition. It's scary, but I guarantee you will see this applied within the next 3 years or so. Yours truly, Dubiec. Thank you, Dubiec. Sorry for the segue there. How about the dog? But clearly, you know, you got to understand that there's terrorism is everywhere. You know, I mean, it's everywhere you want it to be.
It's in your laundry. It's on your TV.
Terrorism in the toy box. You know, by Bob Larson. You know, I'm sorry. Speaking of Bob Larson, hey, Sean, I want to talk about your discussion about religion. Indeed, religion is a powerful and sometimes dangerous thing. Yeah. I would put it to you that it's invariably a dangerous thing.
Very dangerous.
But I don't think that it's something that should be completely done away with. I think lies are great.
Didn't say that.
No. I do agree that it's not something someone should be willing to die for. Well, if you don't die for your beliefs, what do you die for?
That's right.
And with the people saying, I'm right and you're wrong shit. Well, I am right. And they're lying to the people like, worship the rock. It's a rock. Personally, I think we should go, like, take over Mecca, break the rock up into a bunch of little tiny rocks.
Worship at home.
There you
go. Go, peace be with you.
If Mohammed cannot go to the mountain, then the mountain motherfucking is getting eBayed to Mohammed. That's what I say, okay? We'll sell that shit. You can just take that. I mean, I'll have, like, all the oven, like, Haji keychains and shit. Be great.
Hey. That's great.
I want the lock, though. That's that lock idea. That everybody necks with in Baraka. You ever watch Baraka? There's these chicks all necking with this lock. They get all crazy with this lock. Yeah, it's like...
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, seriously, man. It's fucked up. I don't get it. You know, these guys, you know, it's a rock, holy rock. Five times a day, smack the face on the floor. Bang! Happy rock. Allah Akbar. Five times a day. That shit would get old. I can't even eat five times, let alone headbutt the floor.
They have to wake up at like 5:30 in the morning and then go back to sleep.
Religion's fucked, man. I don't get
crazy.
That at all.
Makes you do silly things.
Fucked up. Anyway, getting back to his very well thought out and quite succinct email here.
Yes.
I do agree that it's not something that people are willing to die for, but people saying I'm right and you're wrong shit, but I think it's something that keeps us going. If you want to live your life based on a lie, that's okay. The fact that not all people are perfectly happy with their lives and religion is the thing that keeps them going. Other than that, I think the most of the points you've talked about are on the ball. Thank you, Opposition 19.
Keeps them going.
Keeps them going. Well, who cares as long as you keep on going? If you can't give them the truth, give them something to believe in.
That's right.
Because people are generally fucking stupid. You know?
Right.
And
give
without,
them some
and without
fantasy
religion,
tale.
Without religion, what the fuck are they going to do? Really?
They'd be lost. Lost in the darkness.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Now, I got a couple of news stories here I'm going to breeze over real quick.
Okay.
That clip in the beginning that we're all talking about here.
Crazy woman.
Is in hate news.
Crazy guy.
Yeah, is Dr. Kamu Kambon from Raleigh, NC, where it's North Carolina.
Yep.
Activist, bookstore owner, and former professor at North Carolina.
What was it called? Blackalicious? Blacktastic? What was it called?
Blackalicious. Yeah, he owns a book company called Blackalicious.
It was something really hard to pronounce.
It's Blackmificent.
Black.
I'm pretty sure.
Black Fantastic.
I'm here to tell you. Oh, shit, man.
Tripping the Black Fantastic.
Blackalicious? We're going to hell, man. Like, dude, these are Muslims who are close to us, okay? We got to be careful with this shit. Anyway, this crazy motherfucker here used to be a professor at the North Carolina...
He already wants to kill me. What more can I do?
Yeah, at the North Carolina State University recently advocated the extremism extermination of white people while speaking at a pro-black media forum at Howard Law School, an event that was covered by C-SPAN in its entirety. The so-called doctor commented on what have been international plantation for blacks, making every white person on earth a plantation master. He continued, "You're either supporting white people in their process of death, or you're for African liberation." Now, the last time I checked, isn't Africa liberated? Like, isn't Africa its own fucking, like, continent? Like, who's calling the shots down there? It's generally Africans geeking Africans place. Down there, last time I checked.
That's usually what you see.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So it goes on that, you know, they're talking about him for the hate crimes bill and shit like that. And I'm sorry, if that's not hate speech, I don't know what the fuck is. Because I guarantee you me that if some white guy was a professor, he got up and said, "We need to kill all the black people." Holy shit, could you imagine?
It wouldn't be on C-SPAN.
You know, and on the topic of black liberation, let's talk about what's going on in Africa news.
Might as well.
Got a big news flash from the UN here. Holy fuck.
This just in.
New war fears on the Horn of Africa. Troop buildup along the border between Ethiopia and Eritrea means a miscalculation by either side could result in open conflict, the UN warns. Thank you, UN. By the way, hey, everybody, there might be more war in Africa. Keep us posted. Ethiopia is now estimated to have nearly half of its armored units in the area. And Eritrea has sent troops to the demilitarized zone on the border. UN troops say Eritrean restrictions on patrols and helicopter flights mean 60% of the border cannot be monitored. Ethiopia and Eritrea fought a two-year war over the border that ended in 2000. Did you know that?
I didn't
know that.
Nope.
When you've reduced monitoring on both sides, there's dangers that chances of miscalculation increase. And that is our greatest worry, said UN peacekeeping commander Major General Ranjinder Singh. I'm not saying that things which are happening today will lead tomorrow to war, but the situation may in fact deteriorate to the level in which the worst can happen, and the worst is war, of course. As opposed to the biblical scale fucking famine, the disease, the AIDS, everything that is totally ravaging fucking Africa. And the UN's like, oh, by the way, there might be another war in this region. Does anybody give a fuck? No. Okay, we'll go home.
Fighting over the sand.
Fucking bullshit. And Buddy's up there talking about African liberation. Why are many white people involved in that war down there?
Let's look at the picture.
Look at the picture here. I don't see any white people.
No white people.
At all.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
But that's probably our plot, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'll check the memo.
Yep. Better check the memo.
And you know what? I'm out of news here. Oh, wait. I got another one here real quick. I'll touch on it, so I'll get fresh stuff. Mud Hut News. Vatican City. A Vatican cardinal said Thursday that the faithful should consider to what secular modern science has to offer. Secular modern science. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Warning that religion risks turning to fundamentalism if it ignores scientific reason.
Risks. It risks going to
Yeah, that's pretty rich shit. The Roman Catholic Church. Putting the fun back in fundamentalism. Give me a break. Listen to science, sort of.
Just a little bit now.
Secular science.
Some of it's making sense a little
Some
bit.
Some of it, you know, just because all we've got is like, well, we have a biology that dictates this. We have the Bible.
Written a while ago.
200 years later.
Our science now tells us this. Yeah, we still have the Bible. Yeah. Getting a little old. Today's Daily Hack, TrueCrypt by Mega Frogman. Free open source disk encryption software for Windows XP 2000, 2003, and Linux. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
And that's all I got for you today. Been a pretty crazy show.
Yeah.
But don't worry. I will be back tomorrow. Make sure you get the information you need to stay alive.
Oh, and I put an RSS link feed on the Newsreel site. So if anybody has iPod thingies, you can get the RSS feed.
The iPod thingies?
Easily now.
You with the iPod thingies.
Somebody's complaining about it. It doesn't work. There it is, right on the page now.
October, 2005 donators, 11 one-time donators, 52 continuing subscribers, 2 new subscribers for a total of 65 people who
you
think this
rock.
Show is worth a fuck.
Thank you very
much. I love each and every one of you. And thanks again to everyone, their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information and other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's NEWSREAL at RANradio.com. If you like the music in the background, go pick up some stuff by Raised in Black. And I'm going to leave you now with a track from Public Enemy, Field Nigga Boogie, featuring Paris, the angriest black man. He's angrier than this other guy, that Professor Nutbar from the UC thing, whatever.
Yep.
So that's it for us. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, until tomorrow, that is what Server said. End of line.
Take it back to the days where we raised us up. Four coward ass rap made the game corrupt. P-Dog in a cut back to bring the pain. Putting wood on they ass, can't stand the rain. And bring heat over beats and scratch the itch. In a no-spin zone, fuck a scandalous bitch. It's the return of the bush killer back to bust. Just us for the justice and God we trust. I rush truth to the youth and shine the light. Take the red pill, open up your eyes to light. In this land of these crack fiends, sheep and mold. See us overthrow the hold of this devil control and roll deep. Keep it underground for the streets. I'm the last sail. Hit them out of bounds. Retreat like ants in this war dance. If one fall, 10 more's in his place
well,
to advance.
Well, we're from the adult myself. We see them all be running from out here, jump down. But we're not leaving till the windows are gone. And they get to you, them if they don't have the sun. And the madman, them stop them out their gun. And the one them all put down them gun. Oh, we attend the right revolution to all politics and religion. We trample that gun. Side to the blind and the beach to the dumb.
Dramatic reenactments of scenes which depict real events and contains material which is intended for hip-hop.
Welcome to the show!
Today, more drugs are coming into America than ever before.
We have the best intelligence in the world. We can stop anything we want to stop.
You still may know little about
CIA's involvement with drug lords.
This was a multi-billion dollar business.
Even more menacing.
The CIA
gone into the drug trade. Trying to take over the government.
In the war
on drugs.
Which side is the CIA on?
Rebel militia, weapon up brandish. Don't need the canvas to paint a picture. Fuck who you ask and I'll tell you what it is. It ain't music, motherfucker, it's the way to be live. Way to party fashion, leaving the door with a brook lock. I make a toast to the cancer and Rupert Murdoch. I got a hit on the Grand Wizard and the Cyclops. And I'll be sniping campus security, white cops. Fuck around and I'ma start blasting they cans to make bang. But when they get to John Africa's crib, these niggas talk a lot of shit. Shit, waving the badge, put it down and go to fuck home wrapped in the flag. I have nothing but empty shells for enemies. Strike me down, that'll give birth to 10. Forbidden chemistry, my verse is a dirty bomb during combat. Next year, nigga, it's on.